Talk to me.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
Thank you for joining us today. I'm Rob Cowie. This segment of the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show is brought to you by LearnKey.com. Just-in-time training to learn QuickBooks quickly. Joining us on the first segment of today's show is John Grosshandler of EcomExpo.com and EcomUniversity.com. Ecom Expo is a virtual online trade show bringing together a very large number of quality companies and services, and John has brought one of those companies with him today to talk about RSS feeds. John, how are you doing, and who have you got with you today?
I'm doing great, Rob, and thanks very much for the opportunity. I'm very happy to kick off this segment with Jeff Molander. Jeff is CEO of Molander & Associates, a performance marketing consulting practice, and co-founder of The Partner Maker. His background includes co-founding Performix, where he served as their VP of Sales Marketing, and he just returned from emceeing the Affiliate Summit in Orlando last week, and you can read Jeff's blog at www.thoughtshapers.com. Rob, he's all yours.
Thanks, John. Thanks for making the contact and introduction. Jeff, welcome to the show.
Great to be here, gentlemen. Thanks for having me.
So you're here in sunny Orlando, and our affiliate marketer attended the summit and found it the most amazing, fantastic show. Let's start by talking about RSS. What is and what does RSS mean?
Well, RSS is actually a family of web feed formats, and the letters stand for really simple syndication or rich site summary, but that's fairly irrelevant for our discussion because RSS feeds are essentially streams of data. They're specified in XML, which is the extensible markup language, and XML is simply kind of a schema that describes the data inside a feed. And what's important here is that XML has become kind of a bit of a standard. And I always tell people that it's best to think of RSS as a sort of kind of internet plumbing system. And XML is just kind of a standard way to transmit and receive data through those pipes. And I say pipes because, or plumbing, because RSS is merely a means to kind of transport data across the web, just like HTTP works with browsers to publish and receive HTML pages. It's more or less the same thing.
Huh. Okay, so it's just a different form of data transfer then.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so look, I get like hot and cold flashes when I hear about RSS. Why is everybody so excited about it on the one hand, and yet I also hear people saying, well, you know, it can be overhyped or, you know, people have mixed emotions when they hear the words RSS.
Sure.
Talk us through some of that.
Sure. A lot of the hype around RSS, I think, is actually justified given the power of the technology itself in a time where distributing desired or valuable information on the web is actually somewhat difficult, such as in the world of email, deliverability issues and those kind of things, for specifically for advertisers. But those suggesting that RSS is overhyped have probably read an article or two in the media, kind of a group of people who, in my opinion, haven't exactly done a real good job of understanding RSS, not necessarily their fault, but you know, let alone translating its potential to change things. But it's important to remember that RSS today is most commonly used for syndicated information across the web. And right now, this amounts to a lot of news and sports information being made available by publishers. But actually, e-marketers are catching on as well, slowly but surely, such as pioneers like Woot.com, that's W-O-O-T.com. Woot actually presents a single item every day that is marked down for clearance, and while email might be an equally effective way to get the word out about that, an RSS feed actually allows for shoppers that are interested in those single products to receive updates on products and kind of discussion around the products. That's what happens at Woot.com. People talk about this clearance product and how cool or uncool it is, and kind of in real time, so you don't have to rely on receiving numerous emails. And then, again, the key concept here is that email often gets lost or is targeted for deletion by anti-spam measures, so RSS is direct to the user who must actually make the request for that information, and literally nothing stands in the way of its delivery other than a connection to the web. You have to have that, of course.
Right. So, I mean, really, you can attach some pretty powerful tools to an RSS feed, right? Is that correct?
Absolutely, just about anything. I mean, you can move all kinds of information. I mean, podcasters are using it to let people know about audio programs like this program.
Right, right. And we use RSS pretty extensively in our company. We have a number of different RSS feeds, whether it's our blog feed or our podcast or anything like that. Can you mention some of the tools that people can use that are powered by RSS?
Oh, let's see. The cool part is that virtually everyone can publish using RSS. And some blogging services have made it as easy as pushing a button, generating a URL that updates every time you publish something that's new on your blog. Like I said, podcasters like myself, like you guys, are using RSS to kind of alert listeners. Again, users simply subscribe to the feed and watch for the updates. And that can be achieved through numerous little applications. It can be achieved through, Yahoo or anybody who subscribes to blog lines or Google, even using RSS. I mean, if you consume news on the web through a portal-like situation, like Yahoo or blog lines or Google, you're using RSS probably without even knowing it. So anything that allows you to kind of customize or build your own information portal is probably powered by RSS behind the scenes. Again, it's kind of like plumbing. You're not really supposed to see it. It's just there doing its job. And again, just like the water is brought in and out of your home or office every day.
Right.
Feed Blitz is another kind of innovation that I think is interesting because it allows people who don't want to use RSS readers to consume what's being published, or portals, through their web browser to actually be alerted through email. So I mentioned Feed Blitz because it's powered by RSS, actually, and it leverages that same instant access to information advantage. But it actually delivers kind of the old-fashioned way, using email.
Huh. Very interestingly. So FeedBlitz actually turns RSS feeds into email? Is that what you're saying?
Right. For people who just don't like, for whatever reason, they don't want to consume information kind of the new way and or customize their portal for information, they actually are able to, receive an email. It's just a preference type of thing.
Sure. Absolutely. I mean, how far do you think we are in this kind of innovation curve? Do you think we're in the beginning, the middle? I mean, I know RSS has been around now for a little bit, relatively speaking in Internet terms, but are we at the beginning of this? Is there more very exciting stuff to come, you think?
Well, the first folks who have rushed into this have kind of been the publishers. I don't even know that rush is the right word. They've kind of tiptoed into it, mainly because there are not a lot of measurement. There wasn't. I mean, there are companies now who are publishing, helping people publish feeds that are now, of course, kind of forced to say, okay, well, we'll also help you conduct advertising through the RSS feeds. We'll help you measure similar to how you would measure through browser activity. But the cool part is that virtually anyone can publish using RSS and, again, some blogging services have made it as easy as pushing a button. But I don't think we're anywhere near kind of the midstream here. I think we're very early on if you look at publishers. I think, to heck with what I think, advertisers really have got a long way to go before they kind of embrace this. Many of the so-called Web 2.0 companies out there are using RSS behind the scenes kind of to deliver, again, packaged, customized information to users. I always recommend people look at blogs like TechCrunch, or tech.memorandum.com, and you can get tuned into the latest news with regard to, who's adopting RSS, how they're using it to innovate. But we're really in the early stages here, and I think that's why you're seeing a lot of people say, oh, this is the next greatest thing, but then again they're saying, this might have been overhyped. Is that there's a lot of kind of, it's hard to get your arms around exactly what RSS is because the potential is so tremendous, in my opinion.
Right. Now, for online entrepreneurs, they can provide RSS feeds as an alternative or a complement to traditional email, and also, especially for a retailer, they could provide a source of updated information with products that are available. Is there a way to account for how many people are signing up for your RSS feed at this time?
You can definitely monitor how many people are signing up. It's difficult to say who they are.
Right.
And again, you know, there, all the other measures that you want to know, I mean, you're able to look at things like frequency and those kind of things, but there are certainly other measures that marketers and certainly publishers want to measure.
Any good source for that kind of a solution or that comes to the top of your head, or does it depend on the...
Well, there are numerous solutions that actually are. Syndicate IQ is a company that's looking to help publishers measure and understand audience better. Companies that are, again, like Feedburner, who are helping folks, publishers or advertisers, publish the RSS feeds. Again, they are almost, you know, forced to begin to innovate and say, okay, here's a way where we can measure what's going on with your RSS feed, how it's being consumed, and those kind of things. in my opinion, there's a great, the hands-down winner for RSS, especially for advertisers and marketers, in terms of a resource, would be Rock Krasnick's marketingstudies.net site. It's essentially a blog. And Rock actually publishes an ebook on RSS, specifically aimed at instructing marketers and advertisers on the potential for RSS to be a bot.
Thank you, Jeff, so much for spending some time with us today. Don't go away. We'll return. We're speaking with Cliff Encino to see if setting up an LLC is right for your business. Don't want to miss it. I am Rob Cowie. Thanks a lot, Jeff.
You are listening to the Entrepreneur Magazine eBiz Show with your hosts, Chris Malta and Rob Cowie.
By following proven tax strategies, it is true that the wealthiest Americans pay taxes at a lower rate than most middle-class Americans. And of all the tax strategies, there is one that trumps them all. The good news is, if you're a small or home-based business owner, you can use this secret to legitimately slash your tax bill today. We're the Tax Club, and we want to reveal this top secret strategy of the ultra-rich to you. Call us and we'll spend up to 30 minutes on how you can best use this secret. Plus, we'll give you a whole slew of other tax reduction tips and techniques that'll save you money now and for years to come. The only cost is 30 minutes of your time. But we think it'll be the best possible action you can take to make your business more profitable. Plus, you'll also get a free special report from the Tax Club on the top 10 tax tips for small and home-based businesses. We're nationwide and we're the Tax Club. Give us a call at 1-800-462-7907. That's 1-800-462-7907.
Here's a dirty secret that none of the big boys in the computer industry want you to know. Computer owners do not need to buy a new computer every few years. Even a 3-year-old computer can match the performance of a new machine by simply upgrading it. For pennies on the dollar. And now you can make this a profitable part or full-time business, even if you have no technical knowledge. Just have someone visit our website. In less than 1 minute, our online software automatically analyzes their system so we can tell them what parts to buy that will work the first time, every time, at prices 30 to 40% less than the competition. You get a commission for every part we sell. We back you up with a team of highly trained technicians and marketers to ensure your success. And best of all, there are no investment costs. Get the details at goldenram.com. That's goldenram, all one word, .com.
If you're a professional photographer looking for a complete solution for selling your photos on the internet, you need to check out morephotos.com. With morephotos.com, you have a complete arsenal of tools to add your own photos to the front page, create a huge portfolio or gallery section to show what you can do, and even advertise your products, services, and prices. From viewing to sales, you will increase your productivity and your customer satisfaction. You'll be able to protect your photos from theft with watermarks, create different price lists for different events, build a database of your customers for mass mailings, Christmas card lists, or satisfaction follow-up. Do you want to personalize your products for your customers and skyrocket your sales? No problem. Morephotos.com can do it. You'll have everything you need to create a professional-looking website and collect the money without having to become a web designer or a programmer. Find out more by logging on to morephotos.com.
If you want to make money selling on eBay, you need to know two things: what to sell and where you can get it at wholesale prices that'll make you a handsome profit. You can find out how to do that by going to powersellertraining.com and checking out the complete eBay marketing system. It's a complete system that includes a hefty printed manual and bonus CDs with everything you need to make a monthly income on eBay of at least $10,000 or more. But more importantly, it's written by Skip McGrath. He's the guy top eBay power sellers have been relying on for their eBay tips and strategies since 1999. And no wonder. Unlike so many other authors who have only sold ebooks on how to sell, Skip is an active power seller who sells items on eBay every day and has done so for years. He knows what works. Start making money on eBay. Go to PowerSellerTraining.com. That's PowerSellerTraining.com.
The Legal Minute brought to you by LegalZoom.com. Do you really know all the benefits of an LLC? An LLC combines the personal liability protection of a corporation with the tax benefits and simplicity of a partnership. In other words, owners of an LLC are not personally liable for its debts and liabilities, but also have the benefit of being taxed only once on their profits. So where do you go to create your LLC? LegalZoom.com. Over a quarter of a million consumers have placed their trust and confidence in LegalZoom.com. It's quick and affordable. Example, a lawyer would charge you approximately $1,570 for a standard LLC package. Not LegalZoom. You pay only $229. You save over $1,340. Go to LegalZoom.com. For a special discount, type in WS Radio, one word, in the box at checkout. Incorporate your business. Create a will or living trust. For common legal documents without the cost of an attorney, go to LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Lost your job? Start a business. Find out how on entrepreneur.com. All business, all the time.